We are streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can, you know, get to join us on those two platforms. Let's begin with headlines from the Vanguard newspaper. Page 5 of the Vanguard says, Igboho FG Beninese lawyers battle over extradition in court.
Well, I think that throughout last week we were reporting the Igboho story. So what you'd actually be getting is just an update. I think one has made his views known in this matter. Okay, and well, the update I can tell you is that it's becoming clearer what the case is all about. Is about his extradition, you know, the government demanding his extradition to Nigeria. So it's not about him, quote unquote, having a fake Beninois passport, because I watched an interview with his lawyer. Professor, he's a professor in Benin Republic, professor of law, nice, well-spoken gentleman, and he was able to explain in detail. He said, for example, which I found surprising and very worrying, that Igboho was handcuffed in prison. That's what he said. He said Igboho was handcuffed in prison, in the Beninois prison, that he wasn't chained, but he was handcuffed in prison to the point that he might find it, of course, once you're handcuffed,
of course.
You find things difficult to do. So I hope that, that will be taken care of. But I have a bit of a worry. And I want, you know, I want to explain it fairly well. My worry is that, you see, the diplomatic implication of what is going on, I don't think people have been alert to what the consequences might be or what it might lead to. Let me explain.
Please do.
It says here now that Gali Adams rallies Beninois monarchs behind Igboho. In doing that, you have brought in the Benin government itself to a possible, I don't know how they would react to self-determination of the Yorubas. What you might get, the sense you might get is that, or the Beninois government might be thinking, what if our own Yoruba people too want to join these people? Where are we? So it complicates it on a diplomatic level, and it complicates the thinking of the Beninois government. So at a time when you want to encourage the Beninois government, that is the Igboho side of whatever, to keep him because you have your fears about bringing him to Nigeria. I hope we do not push them to a point where they would rather be rid of the problem than keep it. So I would like all supporters of Igboho to take the advice of the lawyer. And the lawyer had said, please stay at home. Don't come demonstrate or whatever. Give us the time and let us sort this thing out. This problem is going to be solved behind, you know, it's going to be solved diplomatically, whether you like it or not, in order to free the man and for him to go his own way. It's not going to be solved really by bravado or whatever. The strategies have to be clear-cut. And I would like to advise that for those who want, you know, who want to see this man gain his freedom, his total freedom, this might be the time to be a bit more strategic in thinking and to keep things lying low so that we don't complicate the issue. As it is now, if we are not careful, I'm talking now to the you know, to the Igboho camp, that if you are not careful, you'll be drawing Benin Republic into having the same concerns that the Nigerian government might have. And I do not think that would help your cause. So that is why, you know, that is the only observation. And I just thought of this last night to say there's a large number of Yoruba populace. My cousins, I'm partially from Benin. I have cousins in Benin. I have cousins in Atake, all these places. There's a pharmacy. They are owned by my cousin called Pharmacy Sulere. So I know all those areas. And the fear, that's just what I thought, that the Benin Republic might be saying that, look, would these people also, since they, you know, would they be joining these people in the Yoruba nation? And how they will react to that, I honestly don't know. And I'd rather, if being on the side of, you know, if this in the Igboho camp, would rather not let that happen, at least for now, until you can gain this man's freedom and you have a clear-cut way of this. But I also think that whilst I was away, some document came out from the Ilanomo Yoruba. Is that what they're called?
Ilanomo Odua.
And they had some template about how they're going to go ahead. What I'm going to do is, I mean, from after coming back from my break, this Saturday on the discourse, I'm bringing in a lawyer to discuss the legal way for self-determination. And I'm bringing in a non-political lawyer. Let's now educate ourselves. Let us put sentiments aside and educate ourselves about how things should be done. And, you know, so we look forward to that. But all said and done, I'm hoping that as soon as I possible. And also, there was a newspaper report that said the court ruling was that he should be given medical attention. And I said to myself, why should you have a ruling that says you should give a man medical? It should be a given. You shouldn't be waiting for a court ruling. It's only in Nigeria here that the judge will always say that, oh, you should look after him. If you read reports from other countries, Europe and so on, you don't have, it's a given. He has his rights. He has the right to see his lawyer. He has the right to see his doctor.
That's right.
And you should look after his health. Even in the interest of the state, you don't want the man to fall ill or anything to happen to him, you know. But when I now read that, also part of the ruling was that it should be allowed medical whatever, I said, here we go again. So we are not any different in Africa about this kind of attitude. So that's where we are for now. We'll see how it goes on.
Indeed. We're going to move on away from the Vanguard. Let's go pick up the Punch. Page 4 of the Punch has a story here. You heard this in our news in the morning. Princess testifies, explains relationship with Baba Ijesha. So this case went to court yesterday.
We have cases. You know, I remember fella one time when he was charged for murder. So they asked him, they said, fella, what do you think about this, your case? Fella said, this one don't pass case. This one, a portmanteau. This one don't become Bembe. You know, we have cases everywhere. We have Kanu's case, we have Igbo's case. Now we have Baba Jebu's case, and
Baba Jesha.
Sorry, I mean to my Jebu friends, just something. Sorry about that. and so the best we can do is to tell you what happened in the courtroom yesterday, and it says that those in court yesterday were Baba Jesha and the Yabo Ojo. Yabo Ojo, and then that princess also gave evidence. Said Baba Ijesha wooed me in the process of our work relationship, but I rejected his proposal. I'm reading now from the Punch. He said, I got close to him afterwards, especially after my marriage crashed in 2013. I don't know what getting close means. The judge will solve that one. I invested in his education, and he later visited me at home. And she claimed that the actor visited her at her residence on the day he was caught allegedly sexually assaulting her foster daughter. But the court then sent reporters out before playing the video clip, which allegedly captured Baba Ijesha molesting the 14-year-old victim. The defendant was represented by my good friend, Babatunde Ogala, SCM. Ooh, this is time to wish him happy birthday, just turned 60. And the prosecution team was led by the DPP, Olayinka Adeyemi. Baba Ijesha is facing 6 counts of rape, sexual assault, and abuse of a minor. The case is ongoing. Sorry, we can't give any reaction.
We can go,
we can only just give you an update as to what's going on.
They are back in court today, so we'll see how that goes. Let's move on to page 6 from page 4. Let's go to page 6 of the Punch. Government inaugurates bike renting scheme. So the Lagos State Government has launched the Lagos Bike Share Scheme, Jimmy.
Thank you, sir. This reminds me of Yaba in those days. We called them a rupee. It was a repairer. And you could rent a bicycle from a rupee for 1 hour and so on and so forth. So what the story we have,
they still do it though.
I would think so.
They still do it.
A rupee, yes. I remember when I would come to spend vacation with my uncle.
They still do it.
McCarthy would bike down to Falomo in those days. It was a narrow road. It's a lower road. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Lagos State Government has launched the Lagos Bike Share Scheme. And they said it was launched in collaboration with a private organization. It's a good development, but I'm wondering why the government is involved.
Well, what's the role of the government in this?
What's the role of the government in this? Somebody needs to explain to me. All you need to do is to license 3-4. That's even if you need to. I mean, so you don't license. I don't know if you license.
Wait. Let's get something clear. Is it bicycle or motorbike?
It's bike. Because they say that it is bike. Because according to the government statement, they said it is in line with the state smart city initiative. You know this.
Yes, smart city.
With the state smart city initiative and the United Nations. Such a long and winding thing.
Yeah.
United Nations Sustainable Development Goals of reducing. So it's to encourage people to buy.
So that's
fair enough. Mm-hmm. Let people run this thing as a private. It's been there since I was a kid. You had a rupee, so just step it up. We try to encourage the Lagos State government to take that. They get involved in too many things. This is supposed to be.
How is this news? I mean, I'm still trying to find that ground for bringing this as a news content. I mean, what is news about it?
Why are you asking me? You gave it to me.
It's there. It's in the papers.
No, I'm just fresh from my holiday, you know. I have said, and I'm going to repeat again, both at federal and state level, the information flow has not been too good and impressive. And it's all about, a lot of it is about grandstanding, to be honest with you. The state government has absolutely no business running this in collaboration with anybody. Okay, that's number one. All you need to do is to provide the necessary infrastructure, as in maybe stops where these things can happen, and you charge these companies for using. That's all. You don't need all this.
You know what I'm wondering out loud? Yeah.
Yes.
Where are the roads to use this bike on? On our roads, do
these
we have
same, these same roads that are being constructed?
Do we have, you know, in a well-planned city, you have?
Or do we have like a bike lane?
Exactly. Do we have bike lane on our roads?
Well, as is typical, you know, we've always done our things. We tied the road before we now lay pipes. So why, now that we have the bikes, the roads will surface.
Okay.
But I know your point. I'm just trying to play it down. I think that government, again, needs to do some deep, deep, deep thinking before you start announcing all these projects. Get it well organized and well laid out. And for God's sake, take your hands out of commercial enterprise. In Ambode's time, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember I took up the issue that time when the Lagos State government donated 60 buses to a private company that was running this. You know, we don't want all this. Provide it's like the ferry system. Provide the jetty and let people buy the boats. Provide where bicycles can be parked and whatever.
And let people get their bikes. What is your? Okay, I'm just going to keep quiet now, because I seriously don't get it.
Okay, let me see what it says. It says it's called a bike share scheme, and it is a service through which bicycles are made available for rent through an application for a token fee. And the proposed bike share system will run the service system which users are expected to download. I mean, that's...
What's anyway,
bikes will be available for
if people go and rent, so if you want to...
Can you ride a bike?
Yes, I can.
Don't ask me. I can't remember.
I wasn't going to ask.
No, the way you were looking at me, when we were growing up, we had a system. You know, we had this thing, especially with the ladies.
Before you say it,
so I can water now what you're going to say before you threw me. You remember? I see when I was on vacation, you threw me under the bus.
I'm not going to remind you.
A few people called me and said, like, this is Sheriff Shiro on the bus, but it won't be me.
What?
I'm just waiting. Yeah, let's go.
You're waiting for me.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to page 8 of a punch. Buhari arrives London today for summit rescheduled checkup. That's here on page 8.
Okay. I don't know which is the primary trip and which is secondary. Is it the summit that is the primary trip, or is it the medical checkup that is the secondary trip? The statement reads that Buhari will today travel to the United Kingdom to participate in the Global Educational Summit on Financing Global Partnerships for Education. And I would have thought that I read somewhere that it was going to be an online summit. Am I right?
It's both physical and online.
Physical and online. Mm. So, well, since you're
the physical is going to be very, very small. Just a
limited.
Few people. Yeah, very just a few people.
Mm. And it probably those who have a special role to play, mm-hmm. like the co-host,
the president
of Kenya. Mm. Anyway, you see, whether we like it or not, I must say with due respect that we must have run up a considerable bill, you know, on the president's health, apart from the money side of things, these intermittent breaks and trips and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so health will become an issue in 2023. We will try, anybody can fall ill because somebody is going to put up that that logic. You know, anybody can fall ill, but health is going to be a very strong factor when we choose our next president.
Yeah.
In fact, if I had my way, I'd have us have a medical examination of those who are going to lead us. Because the implications, if it was just for him to walk down the hospital here and back, it wouldn't be so bad like Mandela.
I honestly think that medicals, parties should do medicals.
Sorry?
For their candidate. I think parties, political parties should have medicals.
No, in fact, when you become the candidate,
yeah.
you should go through a medical. Because we can't keep having this throwing and throwing a medical. And it's not even good to expose your president,
mm-hmm.
okay, to foreign health facilities. It could be compromised.
This frequently.
It's not nice. Yes, your doctor could be there observing everything. But how do I say this in English now? I'm still thinking I'm on vacation. So I'm still thinking in
Yoruba.
Translate it for me.
When we're done. I'll think about it.
But talking seriously, I don't think it's too wise for us to expose our presidents and, you know, some critical leaders to foreign health facilities.
Right.
It's something that must be avoided. You know, as much as possible. You don't know what they're injecting in the poor man.
Mm.
And there are all kinds of nasty things out there. You know, things that can turn people's minds, all kinds of nasty things that we have out there. But we wish him a speedy, well, he's not ill, he's just going for a checkup. Mm. We wish him all the best and we wish him back. Now, going forward, remember what we have said.
Yeah.
The primaries is likely to be in February. Let us concentrate on what we are going to do with ourselves next year. What happened in the local government elections here where people refused to turn up and were at home with the green bottle or tweeting or sitting under the fruit tree in their houses? It's not going to help. That kind of attitude is not going to help.
Mm.
No matter how flawed you think an election is or will be, I think you do your own part. Let us start from... That's the starting point. You can't talk about flawed elections when you didn't take part, when you were not there. So let everybody go and register. Get your PVCs ready. And let's give these people a good fight in 2023.
I agree with you totally. Completely. I won't stop saying that. Vanguard page 7 is here. Lagos LG poll. We are not responsible for announcing results. Last year, the writer says LG polls a sham. Disgraceful. Onitiri speaking there. As Abiodun swears in Ogun LG chairman.
Sometimes I find myself with a challenge on this job when I have to do an analysis. This is one of them. I do not understand what is going on at the local government level, back to front, from the election to the running of the local governments itself and everything, the fund allocation. To put it in Queen's English, our own Queen's article English, for my people to understand, they don't dabaru everything. I don't understand. This, what happened last Saturday from the reports that I get, and the reports leading to this thing was anything but what you would call a proper election of local. And that tier of government, we seem to have made it the parastatal of the state government. And this was the way the APC decided it, so they could have a grip on it from the onset. I think if my memory bears me, I don't think we've had more than two or three PDP local government chairmen in about 20 years. The whole thing has become like some kind of, I don't want to use the word racket, but I can't think of another word now. You know, I don't understand what's going on. Let's get serious. Let's follow what the law says about both about the funding, the operations, the elections, and so on and so forth. It is amazing that what states are fighting for from the federal government, they are not ready to release to the local government. You are fighting for independence from the, you know, from federal government. Yeah. You don't want to release. You have these people on a stranglehold, and we can't continue like that. Let's live like human beings. Let's live like modern people. Mm. Let's live like educated and exposed people. Let's live like matured people, and let us give people the chance to choose their leaders. You can't continue to force yourself on yourself and your cronies on a state perpetually. But you know who has to blame the most? It's the people. It's the people, because you can actually, if you came out en masse, rather than boycott whatever, you can push some initiatives and get these things properly run. Mm. But we all sit back, tweet, Instagram, read papers, WhatsApp, send in photographs, articles, and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, we do nothing. We do absolutely. In fact, I think the average human being now must be a bit fed up with all this social media, whatever it is. They must be a bit fed up of it all. We have allowed it to control our lives.
Mm.
And what it actually does is, if you are not careful, it even takes your thinking away. You know, you find yourself doing follow in some areas where you could have applied some deep thoughts to say, no, this is it. But don't let me deviate from the original story. It says here that the local government polls, last year, said they are not responsible for announcing results.
Mm.
I don't know how that works. I thought at a state and federal level,
it's
those who conduct the elections that announce the results. But LASEC has said otherwise. Well, that's it.
We're done.
Have we? Okay.
Yes, we're done. Mm. It's because we are just fresh off.
I'm fired. All my cylinders are ready to go.
That's why. That's why. I'm not. Well, what's coming up at night?
I knew you would ask. I need to play catch up with my people.
Okay.
So we are just gonna. I'm gonna have a dialogue with my people at 9 o'clock. I need to play catch up. Find out what's going on. I need to know, for example, what went on at that funeral, and what my people think about it.
What funeral?
When we get to that bridge, we cross it.
Okay.
There are so many things that I need to catch up with my people for, all in 1 hour.
Mm, fantastic. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Lagos, for staying tuned. Let's get a break. When we return, let's talk Broadcasting Organization of Nigeria and their reaction to the directive issued by the NBC, the regulator of broadcast media in Nigeria, for TVs, radios, doing newspapers to filter how they discuss security issues.
I just want to ask one thing.
Yeah.
Was it a directive or an advice?
Come and see it here.
I just want to know whether it was a directive or an advice.
The National Broadcasting Commission wishes to draw attention to critical issues.
That's drawing attention, so it's not a directive.
From review of,
So it's an observation, so it's not a directive.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's allow Bond to react to that.
To react to that.
Mm. We're right back at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Stay with us.
6 o'clock in the morning, getting set for another day.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.